chapter, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Thursday morning, August 1st. Can you believe we're starting another month? Yes, July is over. August is here, and it's almost time. I mean, we're really counting down the days before kids are back in school. And I know right now, parents are in a scurry to make sure that uniforms are purchased, school supplies, sneakers, book sacks, the whole nine yards, and getting ready for back to school. And you know what? When I say that this morning, I gotta breathe in deep, because I don't know about you, but we have absolutely enjoyed every bit of the summer. And you know, we just know that once school starts, we're going to all be back on the grind. So we want to encourage you that these last days, don't let them be stress-filled. Enjoy the last days of your kids being out of school. I know some people are saying, oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for them to get back. But then there are others that say it's just really easier when the kids are not in school. But however it falls for you, just make sure that you're just relaxing, taking it all in stride, and not allowing yourself to be overstressed by any one thing. And you know, this morning when DC and I woke up, we just made some declarations that today is going to be a great day. Everything is well. And you know how, like, you can start your morning and just things will start to happen that will be thrown at you even before you leave the house to make sure that it kind of puts a monkey wrench in your day? Well, I'm telling you, you can decide. We said, you know what? No matter what happens, this is going to be an incredibly wonderful day. And we want you to make that same declaration, because you can have what you say. Now, as you're getting ready this morning and traveling in, it was a little overcast. And by the time we made it into the city, starting to drizzle a little bit. So we want to encourage you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And yesterday, for the first time in our small town in Cheneyville, we saw an accident. And we never, ever see accidents in our town. But you know what? They're happening in every town, USA. And it's simply oftentimes because people are just rushing. So this morning, give yourself enough time to get there. Still seeing way too many people on mobile devices. And you know what? I don't know if that will ever change or not. But you should really contemplate just waiting until you get to your destination before you send that email or read that text message, because it's absolutely going to help save a life. And looking down just for a split second could be the difference maker. still seeing way too many accidents in the traffic circle. So just as a reminder, give yourself enough time to get there and make sure you're watching out for kids who are just enjoying the last days of summer. Hey, everybody, it's 7:40. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We've got to take a break here, but we're back with more after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce. Woo! Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 7:46. Of course, today is Thursday, August 1st. And this segment is sponsored by Sinla Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparents Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. And we just can't stop talking about the foster grandparent program because it is an incredible program that is structured right here in our city. And it's for seniors who are 55 years old, DC, and older. And we're super excited about this program because we're always talking about mentoring and what our kids need and what would help them. Well, you can be a mentor. You can help to mentor a young person, volunteer, and get paid for it all at the same time and never have any of your benefits affected. I mean, y'all, this is an incredible program, and you're talking about sharing today and shaping tomorrow. Well, if you're one of those people that's constantly saying what's wrong with today's youth and what they need, well, you can be the change that you want to see by phoning Sinla Area Agency on Aging at 318-484-2260. Ask them how you can get involved and how you can get in, how you not only can get involved but get paid for getting involved and not have any of your benefits affected. You got to do it. 318-484-2260. That's 2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Now, I don't know about you, but yesterday, I'm going to tell you one thing. It was so hot. The heat was so intense, and the heat index was even more intense than that. It's like when you walked outside, it just gave you a sense of just almost feeling delusional. It was so hot outside. Yesterday, we started out, and we were out and about, and we said, you know what? This heat is so sweltering and so hot. We can't even stand the heat. And I'm going to tell you, you have to be careful in this kind of heat. You know, you think, well, football season is approaching. The temperatures are going to cool down. We're going to get ready to kick off and get on the gridiron. Well, we still obviously have a lot of heat left. And so we want to remind you, please do not leave small children in vehicles unattended. Don't leave your pets in the car unattended. Yesterday we saw a dog who was in a vehicle, and it's just so dangerously hot that you don't want to do that. And so there's an article that really talked about the benefits of water, and this is the time that we need to stay hydrated, and we need to make sure that kids are staying hydrated, especially when they're playing outside, especially during those hours of like 12 and 3 o'clock where it's just intensely hot. Well, this is what the experts say. It says, first of all, there's some great, great benefits of water. And it can help you to, first of all, ladies, lose weight. A study found that drinking only 2 cups of water can increase your metabolic rate by, get this, 30% for an hour. Studies also show that drinking one glass of water before you eat your meal can literally give you a sense of feeling full, a natural sense of feeling full. So that's one great reason to drink water. Another is the power of water. It can save you from, get this, a heart attack. Who knew? A study found that people who drank more than 5 glasses of water a day were 41% less likely to die from a heart attack during a 6-year period compared to those who drank less than 2 glasses. Now, researchers say it's because being hydrated thickens the blood, which raises the blood pressure and makes your heart work harder. So if you have issues with your heart, this is a time where you really, really want to start pumping the water. Then the experts say a daily water habit can make you headache proof. Now, I'm going to tell you, when it is so intensely hot outside, you have a tendency to get a headache. I don't know what it is about the heat and headaches, but it happens. Now, in one study, scientists said that migraine sufferers who drink 6 cups of water daily, the others who took a placebo, well, 2 weeks later, the group who drank water had 21 few hours of headaches than the people who took placebos, as well as less pain when they did have headaches. So these are just some simple, basic things that we can do to make ourselves feel better. And you know how sometimes you're feeling sluggish in this heat? Well, researchers say water can give you a sense of more energy, a sense of feeling better. It also says, get this, that water makes you smarter. And this is why your brain needs a lot of oxygen to function at its optimal levels. So staying hydrated ensures that it's getting all that it needs. In fact, drinking 8 cups of water a day can improve your cognitive performance up to 30%. Now, who wouldn't want to be more alert, feel smarter, and have their brain functioning at optimal levels? And then lastly, it says water can help you on the job. Research shows that dehydration is the single most common cause of daytime fatigue. So get this, if you're going through your day and you're feeling sluggish and you're feeling fatigued because it is so incredibly hot outside, it simply could be that you need to hydrate. In fact, they say being just 2% dehydrated, just 2% dehydrated, can trigger short-term memory problems and difficulties focusing. So stay hydrated so you can stay on your A game. And I'm telling you, we experienced this yesterday. It was so hot outside that we just felt like, our minds were just not functioning. We just wanted to get inside. And this was simply, we weren't doing anything other than leaving one building, getting into the vehicle, and driving back to our office. And I'm going to tell you another thing that heat will do. It will make you feel so cantankerous. In other words, what I'm saying is it will make you just absolutely irritated. So if you're not hydrated enough, if your body doesn't have enough water, and most importantly, your brain doesn't have enough water, then it throws your whole game off. So if you want to be on point and you want to be able to bring your A game, and I know this sounds really, really crazy, you got to be hydrated. You got to give yourself enough water. And I hear you saying, I can't stand water. Put a little lemon in it. I have personally backed away from the sweeteners since I read the article on sweeteners. Put a little lemon in it and drink that water, and really encourage yourself to drink water on a daily, regular basis. It's better for your health. and it's absolutely great for your brain. Hey, everybody, this is Smart Talk for smart people, and you're on point.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Number one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're on your way this morning, it's 7:59. Today, of course, is Thursday, August 1st. And this segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, also McDonald's of Alexandria, and the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish. And I'm going to tell you what, I really am on this rant, DC, about the heat, because yesterday it was so hot, and it has been so incredibly hot that you can feel instinctively the dangers of the heat. And this is what the National Weather Service has said about the heat. They've said it's not, well, it is the heat, but it's a combination of the heat and the humidity. And so the human body really dissipates the heat by the varying rate and the depth of blood circulation. And that's really, really deep. But by losing water, essentially, is what they're saying, through the skin by the sweat glands. And as the last extremity is reached by panting, when the blood is heated over 98.6 degrees, then you just get too hot. And they're saying that this is the time of year where young people and elderly people and those who are sick or overweight are more likely to succumb to the heat. And I know yesterday, after we decided, we said, you know what? We're headed to the house. We're headed to work at home today. I mean, because we were just almost literally discombobulated by the heat. That's how hot it was. And then so we go home and we work. And then we, young David Christmas, mows a lawn or so for a little bit of just charity work and just something for him to do to learn how to work. And so, DC, it was about what time when we went out to mow grass yesterday? What time you think it was?
It was about 6:30.
It was about 6:30?
6:30, yeah.
And it was still blazing.
It was hot.
Hot. And so one of the things that a lot of parents are concerned about is it's football season. Kids had taken sort of a break. Young David Christmas and a lot of the kids who were playing football had a little hiatus from practice. But talk about being out there in the heat and making sure that moms can feel safe with these kids out there in the heat. You know, because it's something that mothers really worry about. Dads kind of just get it, but we really don't get it. It's hot out there.
And it is, Carlette. It is blistering out there. Yesterday I felt like heat drained. Like I was just, you know, I know I'm well rested, but all of a sudden I felt like I just wanted to go home. You know, we just took a time out. We went home.
We just said, time out, cut, we're going home. But now today is the first.
And that happened from walking right from the office. We had young David with us, so we went out to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And by the time we were done with lunch, we were like, man, let's go home. It's draining out.
Now, let me ask you this. Did we eat too much? Did that have a thing to do with it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And let me just add this caveat. You are doing exponentially so much better with your
progress.
Eating.
What's up with that?
I mean, you're doing a lot better.
Well, I'm just taking it one day at a time and trying to get progress rather than trying to perfect anything. You know, it seems that I'm not putting on weight anymore.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. You know, I feel pretty good. I feel excellent, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at the behavior that I was displaying in the realm of eating, and I'm saying,
well,
wow,
let's talk about that behavior. What do you mean, the behavior?
The overeating.
Mm-hmm.
They're just eating to be eating. Not really hungry at all, just eating. And I think it's just habitual eating.
You know, you said something so powerful to me this morning. You said, you know, food is very much like a drug or alcohol. And you said, I can remember when I was at that point with those things where I got sick and tired, basically, of being sick and tired. And you kind of have gotten that way really with food.
Yes, I have.
What do you think that's attributed to?
It's attributed to the fact that I'm putting on weight gradually over the years. I mean, since 2008, I've picked up, you know, 8 to 10 pounds every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, 8 to 10 pounds is not that much when you only do it one time. But when you look at 4 or 5 times, and, you know, if I picked up another 8 to 10 pounds next year and then next year, you know, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that tall of a person to be carrying that kind of load.
But I have seen, and we talk about it all the time, but I have seen, I guess, in this last go-round, your absolute frustration with yourself and with food, and you wanting to really bring a halt to it and say, this is enough. You know, how do you think you get there? Where, because, I mean, you still love food. You still love all of those things that you love. But you just say, okay, enough.
Well, I still wish I could eat like I want to eat without
really?
The consequences. You know, the consequences of overeating is starting to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not so much the eating at all. It's just what happens after I eat too much. I'm not happy with it anymore, and I'm really tired of it, and I've decided to do something about it. But I'm not trying to make it a quick fix overnight situation. You know, the last addictions that I dealt with, it took years to get them under
mm-hmm.
control. You know, and so I understand that these things don't, you can't just get them under control and, oh, okay, I'm going to come up with a plan this month and next month it's under control. That, it just doesn't work like that. It does for some people,
mm-hmm.
not for me. You know, I have to keep working and keep working and keep working and just don't quit. And eventually I will have the victory over this. I already have the victory.
Right.
I just have to get there.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, I'm just not going to quit. I refuse to quit. And anytime I fall down, I just get back up. It's not a problem. I just get back up, and I'm just not getting into the high drama about it like I used to.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, okay, one little fall down, and I'd go and just...
In drama king.
Just go in there.
Dramatics.
Yeah. And overdo it and go back and start eating.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
Not doing that.
You know what I love? Well, you're on this new program, and you have to weigh your food. And so that has sort of helped, but you still kind of were going just a little bit. But now you're sort of, it's like you had a revelation that, wow, I don't have to eat all that. I don't have to pile all of that food on.
And that's what I'm saying, Carlette. It's really just progress rather than perfection. If I can make just a little progress mm-hmm. each day, pretty soon I'm going to have a breakthrough. So I'm not trying to get everything in one day or trying to make it all work in one week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a process. It is a journey. You know, it's not a sprint. You know, it's more of a journey. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just taking my time. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to have it done by next month.
And, you know, every time we have these conversations, we really get a lot of great feedback from our listeners, because I think that many Americans are struggling and facing the same challenges with food. And it really doesn't matter whether you're overweight or not. We all have to, every time we sit down, like it's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, right? Well, people yeah. that are getting in are already trying to figure out what we're going to have for lunch.
Absolutely. I think we may be one of the only countries on the planet where the poor people are overweight.
Wow.
People who are poverty stricken are overweight.
Mm-hmm. And then you look around and you really see that it is an epidemic, and some say even a pandemic, with obesity and people overeating, and yet all of the statistics say that we are food insufficient, that many people don't have enough food.
Right. And I'm sure that there are some people out there like that. We just, you know, but when you look around day to day, you know, you see people from all nationalities, all backgrounds, all socioeconomic backgrounds that are overweight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that, you know, I don't get it. I mean, I really do believe that America is truly still the land of milk and honey, and a lot of people are letting opportunity slip through their hands, you know, because we've gotten into this place of where we feel like we're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out and hustle and work, this is still America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still, you know, you got foreigners that come here that are swimming here in any kind of way they can get here, mm-hmm. because they know that once they get here, they're going to be able to be overweight.
They're going to be able to be overweight.
Yes, they're going to be able to be overweight. Even the people on the lowest part, the bottom part of the socioeconomic totem pole,
mm-hmm.
are eating well.
Well, and maybe they appreciate the abundance. And I think I think that really what happens or needs to happen, and what we're trying to implement at our home, because I read an article and a study the other day that said that parents who are obese or overweight raise children who are invariably obese or overweight. And I believe that the more that we work on it as a family, and I love Mrs. Obama's initiative, Let's Move, and I love the concept and the idea of getting kids involved so that, you know, your kids will hold you accountable and you will see yourself through your kids. And so our kids do exactly what they see us do. If our practices are shoddy, then we can't say to them, do this, not that, because they're going to say, well, that's the way that you eat.
Absolutely.
You know, so we really, and we're encouraging young David Christmas that he doesn't, and you've said this to him, you can eat the things that you like now, but eventually,
right,
eventually you've said to him, that may come back and haunt you.
Well, it may when your metabolism changes, because for 40 years I ate all I wanted to, anytime I wanted to, and I never had a problem with weight. And that is most of the problem, that I'm still trying to do things, you know, because I'm just not using that much energy. My body is not using that much THP. That's what they call it in biology. And so it's not using that much. So I don't need that much fuel.
Right.
So I'm eating. What's happening is, it's like if you had your car and you were gassing your car up, you wouldn't fill the car up beyond, you know, where the gas was piling all on the ground. Nobody would do that. But that's what I do sometimes with my body, is I'm actually eating way too much.
Giving it way too much fuel.
Way too much fuel.
And it's piling on as gas would. And you know what? We want to encourage everybody not to quit and to say to your kids, you know what? It's great to eat. You eat until you're satisfied. And when you're satisfied, then you stop. That old adage of eating everything on your plate is gotta go. Hey, everybody, it's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're on point.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect.
My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. The number to phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. Everything that you've always wanted and desired, the best channels, the best savings, plus the absolute best wiring. The number to phone, 318-767-2220, 767-2220. And I tell you what, I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I had gone to the allergist. I had broken down, well, not really the allergist, but the ear and nose throat specialist for my sinuses. And it just seems to be one of those things that is plaguing every single person. And you know, I was talking about the heat. Well, I still have to drink my tea every single morning. And I think I'm getting, excuse me, a little bit better. where I don't have as much phlegm in my throat and I'm not blowing my nose as much, but I'm talking to a lot of people who are having issues with sinuses, and it's just something, I guess, that everybody is having challenges with at this time of the year. But I just want to encourage you that sometimes you just have to throw down the gauntlet and go to the doctor. And you know how we were talking about, you know, the heat and the, you know, the really the benefits, the natural benefits of water. And so every single morning we tell you about the benefits of certain things. And I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of volunteerism. Now, you know, we're always talking about Simlaw Area Agency on Aging and volunteering for the Foster Grandparent Program. Well, there is a study out that shows, and I thought this was really, really incredible, that volunteering is actually good for your heart. Yeah. You're saying, what in the world? I said the same thing. But it says there is a direct link between volunteer work and a decreased risk of high blood pressure. And then another study found that volunteering lowers inflammation and cholesterol. Now, what's the connection between being altruistic or selfless and improved health, you might ask? Well, I did too. It says it's all about our stress hormone, cortisol. Cortisol interferes with our immune system and increases inflammation, which makes our blood stickier and damages our heart. So volunteering lowers your stress. So it improves your health. It also says that laughter, and we talk about this all the time, is great medicine. Yeah, just simply finding something to laugh about. Well, it is a great stress reliever. And in a scientific study, regular laughter increased the blood flow as much as light exercise or cholesterol-lowering drugs. If that's not amazing, I don't know what is. And you see, maybe that's why your heart is in such great condition, because you're always looking for ways to volunteer and to give back. And that word altruism, or being altruistic, is a word that I would really, really associate with you, because DC is one of those people that is very, very selfless when it comes to giving. He has no problem giving, sometimes to the point where I say, are you sure? Are you sure we need to write a check for that? And he just says, you know what? You can't beat God giving. And so studies, new studies out show that it is absolutely good for the heart to give, to volunteer. So all of our seniors, if you're 55 years old or older and you're having health problems, I'm telling you, Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program may be the game changer for you. It might lighten your load, so to speak. And you can do that by helping a child that really wants to be helped, that wants to be mentored, that wants the use of your wisdom and your years. And you know what? What I love about the grandparent program, most of all, is that grandparents are those, when you get to be a grandparent, they're the ones who just love on our kids, let them have a lot of their way, but still give great instruction and great wisdom. And that's what you can do by becoming a foster grandparent. You can literally be integral in sharing today and shaping tomorrow. And you can do all of that. Volunteer, make your heart better, make your cholesterol better. You'll probably laugh a lot, and you'll get paid for it all at the same time. And as we say sometimes, where they do that at, Well, they do that at Sin Law Area Agency on Aging, and I'm going to give you their number real quick in case you missed it. 318-484-2260. Now, some other ways that experts say you can improve your heart health is you can get an animal. Animals have proven to be great for your health. Now, a lot of folk I know don't want to have pets, don't want to have them in the house, but studies say that this is another great way. And the final heart booster for those very, 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 very important matters of the heart is stand up more. Yep. They say that people who are sedentary have more heart problems. And if you stand up more, you're less likely to have a heart attack than those people who don't move a lot. I'm going to tell you, this is just smart talk because you are smart people and you're locked in to the OPT network, everybody.
Sin Law Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sin Law Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sin Law Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people.
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back. It's 8:30. Today is August 1st. And this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm offering effective pest control services, not only for your home, but for your business. Now, let me encourage you. There is no greater team in the entire state than J&J Exterminating. I mean, they are always on point. They understand pests and they understand how to come out and inspect your home or your business. And they do it absolutely at no cost to you, to help you to figure out what's going on and to help you to get ready for every season of pests, because you know every season comes with a different sort of rodent. And all you've got to do, it just really does. In the wintertime, we got rats. In the summertime, we have mosquitoes. We have termites all the time. And so to make sure that your house is just not inundated by all of these things that try to just destroy our homes, all you've got to do is phone J&J Exterminating. If you're here in Alexandria, at 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. And then our great friends at Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Listen, let me tell you, we saw a really bad accident yesterday, a three-car accident. Well, who was on point other than Rayhide Paint and Body Works? They've got towing. They're right on point right after the accidents. And most importantly, they remove your dents and your doubts. Rayhide Paint and Body Works. If you've been in an accident, you need repairs, or you need towing, Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
You know, yesterday, or it may have been the day before, I was reading an article and sharing with you guys about a couple that had been married 75 years. Well, actually, all told, I think it was 78 years. And they were born on the same date. Their parents, most people thought this union would never work. Well, they stayed married some 78 years. And everybody that looks at these long-term marriages ask the question, what's the key? And when I looked at that, not only did they stay married for 78 years, they died essentially a day apart because neither of them wanted to be on the earth, their son said, without the other. So I turned to Dr. Gary Chapman's The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. And what I started wondering is what couples are really, DC, saying to each other, and what language are we using to communicate with each other? And he said, if you could say or do just the right thing, guaranteed to make that special someone feel loved, you'd want to know about it, wouldn't you? The secret is learning the right love language. And he said millions of couples have learned the simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. And so this morning, we wanted to talk a little bit about bringing joy back into your relationship, back into your marriage. And I know for a lot of couples, DC, that have been married and have been married for a long time and then dated, or what we used to call went together. We called it back in the day when you go to...
They go together.
One of our teachers in junior high school, he would say they go together. He was an old coon ass Frenchman who Mr. Gaspard, people might remember him from back in the day. He teased the kids and he'd say they go together. But that's what we used to call it back in the day. But when you've been together for a long time and then you get married, I believe that love language over time sort of gets lost. And one of the things that I always ask our experts that come on, that are marriage counselors and that are life coaches, I always ask them how you help couples to get back to that sort of love language, or that place where you've been separated for so long.
Or that place where they don't hate each other or despise one another.
Yeah. And you're saying that in jest, but for a lot of couples, DC, that's really true.
Sleep in separate rooms.
Live separately under the
only
same roof.
Only talk about business.
Yeah.
You only talk when it's business oriented.
Yeah. And that's really sad. That really makes me sad, you know, because we understand a lot of what happens in marriage and in long-term relationships. And we have been together a long time by any account. We've been married going on 24 years and we have seen a lot. And there was a time when our love language wasn't that good.
We didn't want to talk. We hung out in separate parts of the house.
We did. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then.
No, it really wasn't.
And so do you remember, can you remember, because I'm sitting here thinking about that, and you know, you get by things.
I won't talk about it.
You get by things and you kind of forget, you know, because now that scar is healed.
Yeah, it was tough, man.
But there was a time where we hung out separately. In fact, when one person would come into one part of the house, the other person would scurry out.
I think my part of it was guilt and shame.
Wow. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, you know, when you do things to cause it to be where it is, you know, you have that, you know, that really heavy, heavy, heavy laden. I mean, just burden of guilt and shame, because you know that you've done something to have your situation where it is. And it does really make you feel guilty.
And then the other person really doesn't know why their spouse is where they are. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to figure it out. And everybody, all the while, you're saying, oh, everything's fine.
And that's why truth is so important. Because, you know, if you don't say the truth, you can't be forgiven. And without coming clean and saying what it is. And I know it's, you know, some people say, yeah, if I tell my spouse the truth, it'll never be the same ever again.
It'll be World War III.
Yeah, it's just not going to ever be the same. But, you know, without the truth, you can't repent. You truly cannot repent. You know, the truth has to, you know, and, you know, in the program, they say we made amends where it wouldn't hurt ourselves or others, you know.
And sometimes that truth, and many times that truth is going to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt big time.
And I told a friend.
Especially when the other person already knows.
Or suspects.
And they're, you know, but you can't, it's hard to move forward unless you kind of unload it.
And I told a friend and I were talking, and we always talk. And she said one of the real wonderful redeeming qualities about DC is his truth factor. And I said to her, Yeah, it is. And women think, and people think they want the truth. But that truth does hurt. Even though you've suspected a thing, whether it's infidelity or whether it's drug use or whether it is gambling or whatever it is.
Womanizing.
Manizing.
Homongering.
You're a mess.
I guess it's just homongering. That's
it covers everything. But
Pastor Greg Collins.
But do you see that truth? I'm gonna say this. It to me the truth hurts so good. I mean, it hurt, but it was good because you sensed this truth all along, right, and you needed that person to come clean. But most people refuse to come clean and really affirm the other person. And so for those couples who won't come clean, how do they move forward, you think?
Shucks, I don't know, Carlette. I know for me, I couldn't move forward without getting a monkey off my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was basically what was happening is we were steadily piling stuff. You know, it was repressed, and then we were steadily piling stuff on. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't take it. In my state, I just couldn't take it.
And it is a state.
To me, it was better to just say, look, I need to come clean about this. You know, I had a friend who said, D, you know, you might have to be careful because you don't want to tear her up with the truth. And I truly didn't. I really weighed all that, and I felt like, you know, basically for us to move forward, honesty has to be the order of the day. It just has to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way we can get this big moving train back on.
And so when did you get there, though? At what point? Do you remember at what point that you said to yourself, because at this time I am steadily nagging you, and then I think that there was a time that I just said, well, he's not going to tell the truth, and I shut down and stopped talking.
Well, I just had to pray. I prayed about it. I heard the voice of God say, you know, the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. And, you know, and set everybody around you free. And if she wants to be free after that truth, then you have to just let set her free. So, you know, I decided to go with truth.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you go with truth, you have to be willing to accept whatever happens from truth, because all the time, truth doesn't mend you back together, but in many cases it can if you're willing to forgive on the other end. And so this morning we're talking about that love language and how you rekindle and find joy again in a relationship that has been tattered and maybe broken. It's tough, but we're sitting here going into the 24th year and we're saying it's doable.
We're still together.
Hey everybody, it's 8:42 and you're on point.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. Part of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Number one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly,
and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Of Oyles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Did you know that every year the federal government awards over $500 billion in contracts, and a significant share of those contracts are specifically allotted for small businesses? Want to know more? The Louisiana District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration is coming to Alexandria. SBA will present three free workshops for business owners at Central Louisiana Business Incubator at 1501 Wimbledon Boulevard in Alexandria on August 6th and 7th. The workshops are designed for small business owners interested in learning more about three different certification programs for businesses. The workshops will cover SBA's 8A certification program for socially and economically disadvantaged firms, the historically underutilized business zone or hub zone certification process, and how to certify as a woman-owned small business. This event is hosted by the Central Louisiana Business League, the City of Alexandria, and the Ministers of Economic Development. For more information or to register, please visit the SBA Louisiana District Office event calendar at www.sba.gov/LA or call 318-442-3593.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You're probably almost there or there by now. It's 8:50 Central Standard, 9:50 Eastern. Today, of course, is August 1st, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the five, or the love languages. Dr. Chapman says that there are five languages and ways to communicate. And we were talking about how to bring the joy back into a relationship. The book is called The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. And we just thought that after the article and seeing people that had been married 78 years, I mean, that is a long time, that for us, we believe that that speaks to possibility. But what we do understand is that anytime you have been in a marriage or a relationship for that long, it takes a lot. And one of the things that DC was saying is that for him, when our love language broke down, it had to do a lot with truth and being open and honest. And a lot of people said to us and have said, I cannot tell my truth to my spouse. And I will just say this as the person who had to receive the truth. And get this and be very, very clear. And I want to add this very, very important asterisk here. We are not telling any couple what to do. We are simply saying, this is what we did and this is what worked for us. And I was the person on the end of having to receive that truth, those truths that I was somewhat aware of. And in my intuition and intuitiveness, felt that some things were going on. But what DC said later in the process is that I knew that I could trust you with the truth. And I didn't even know that I could be trusted with his truth. But what I decided, maybe not at that very moment of hearing his truth, but after getting beyond the hurt of hearing that truth of, and many truths, infidelity, drug and alcohol abuse and use, whatever they have been, I believed, and I said to him, that is what you did. That is not who you are. And so what I decided to do was to look deeper than the surface and to really look at the heart of the man. And I know a lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people feel that there are certain things that happen in a relationship where you just need to leave. And I believe that that is different for every person. I believe every situation has to be weighed differently. But what I do understand about relationships is that whatever relationship you're in, there are going to be challenges. There are going to be pitfalls. And you have to make the decision as to whether or not you're willing to stand in the pocket like a quarterback does when he's waiting for the receiver, standing patiently waiting, not getting overcome and throwing the ball away, but waiting for that moment to deliver the ball. And every person has to make that decision on their own. And I'm going to guarantee you, if you've been married 70 plus years, you're going to have some peaks and you're most definitely going to have some valleys. But I believe it's the way that you open up that love language, that you begin to start to communicate again. And at some point during the process, we decided that we're either going to come together or we're not. And that's really the bottom line. We're not going to stay because of the convenience. We're not going to stay because economically it's better. We're going to stay because we feel that we have a relationship that works, that we love each other, and that we're not going to let the challenges and the pitfalls diminish the many wonderful years. And I know that there are probably some people having some challenges right now, trying to figure out what to do. And I believe that love language cannot start and will not start until everybody puts their truth out there. And for some people, you need a mediator. You need somebody that doesn't know or that won't take your side and won't take his side, that may be able to mediate the truth if you can't come together on your own. But let me tell you something, there is nothing worse than being in a joyless marriage or a joyless relationship. And I'm going to tell you, you can see if a woman is filled with joy just by looking at her. You can see if she shines or if she's glowing just by looking at her. You can tell what kind of relationship and what kind of man she's got by simply looking at whether or not she's glowing. If you're always look like you are just struggling and going through, then that means that the joy has been somewhere lost. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you can find it. It can come back, and you can be revitalized and rejuvenated in your marriage. And we're seeing it happen to people that we know and love every single day. And so I would say to you this morning, if you're having those challenges, do something nice for your significant other and affirm them in a way that is genuine and true, and simply maybe say, you know what? I love you. And that could be a great start. Hey, everybody, we want to thank you as always. Thank you so much. We never want you to feel unappreciated. We appreciate the time that you spend with us and that you allow us to spend with you every single morning. We simply like to call it the very best part of your morning. You know what? We love you, and God loves you even more than that. Love yourself first, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And change starts for a lot of us with simply being kind to ourselves. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And guess what? We're going to see you right back here on Friday for Real Women. Real Talk. You don't want to miss it. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to